Wisconsin House member Jim Sensenbrenner says this will be his last term in Congress and will retire in January 2021. Sensenbrenner has represented part of southeastern Wisconsin now for 40 years. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has more on the congressman's career.
Representative Sensenbrenner announced his upcoming retirement in a press release late yesterday. He said when he began his career in public service, he would know when it was time to step back. The 76-year-old lawmaker says at the completion of his current term, his 21st in Congress, it will be that time. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Emeritus Professor Mordecai Lee is a former Democratic state legislator. Lee says the Republican congressman is a political institution.
I think it's an honorable thing for him to say, I've reached a stage where maybe I should consider stepping down. I want to do it voluntarily. I want to do it on my own schedule.
Lee says one point of pride for Sensenbrenner is holding thousands of town hall meetings over four decades. Sensenbrenner discussed the practice in 2017 during an interview with NPR.
These are important to me because I will be able to hear what my constituents have to say, but I will also have to explain to somebody who disagrees with me why I am taking the position I am. And I think having an explanation is a matter of respect.
Lee says the congressman deserves credit for continuing to hold the sessions, even in recent years.
In an era where town hall meetings were minefields, I think that Jim Sensenbrenner was one of the last few of either party who would just hold open town hall meetings.
As far as accomplishments in Congress, Sensenbrenner's press release said he led the passage of the USA Patriot Act shortly after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. He also supported the Voting Rights Act. The release does not mention that he was one of the House managers of the impeachment proceedings against President Bill Clinton 20 years ago. Sensenbrenner currently represents portions of Milwaukee County and suburban and rural areas to the north and west. Lee says the district appears safely Republican, but there could be an interesting GOP primary next summer.
I think there's going to be a primary between what I guess you'd call a Sensenbrenner conservative, an old-fashioned conservative, versus a kind of a Trump or Tea Party conservative.
Representative Sensenbrenner says he'll have more things to say as he serves out his final term. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.